राधा कुंदम गिरिवरम महोराधिका मारवासम जप्तो यस्य पतिता कृपाया श्री गुरु कनकावदातो संकीर्तनैकपितरो अनुभवानुदाक्षो विश्वंभरो द्विजगतो युगदानपारो वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो करुणावतीन खलो समाधायितं शरवसं स्वगमीश्वरं हरिर्भुदत्सुन्दरद्युति सदम्बसन्दीपितः सदा हृदयकन्दरेष्वरतु वा सचिदानन्दनः उत्तम अधम किचुनाबाचिरजाचिरदिलेखकोला काहे प्रेमानंद एवं गौरंग हृदय कार्य बोला उज गौरंग
Maybe
here. So you may protest, I'm not a pure devotee.
поцеловать и сказать, что я нечистый
преданный.
Но как же Шрила Чакраварти Такур говорит, что вы чистый
преданный?
И с ним вы уже не сможете поговорить.
Кришна says in Bhagavad Gita, Abhichet Sudarachara, Bhajite, Mamananya Vaksadareva Samantavya Samyahi Vyasito Isaha. That even someone may be a Durachari sadhu, a sadhu who has bad habits.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna говорит о Abhichetu Dharacharavatare. Даже если саду может быть плохим саду, то есть иметь плохие привычки.
But if he's bhajate mam ananya bhak, if he's doing ananyata bhajan, one-pointed bhajan to Krishna, then he's a sadhu.
Но если он занимается ананья бхаджана, то есть полностью сосредоточенным бхаджаном на Кришне, тогда этот человек является саду.
The Artha Varshini commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Vishwanath explains this.
И в комментариях Шри Бхагавад Гите Вишванат Чакраварти Тхакур описывает это.
He says this means anyone, Ananyata Bhajan, one-pointed Bhajan, means anyone who's not taking shelter of the demigods.
И вот этот Ананьята Бхаджан, то есть полностью скрытый Бхаджан на одном предмете.
Not taking shelter of astrology.
Означает это Бхаджан, который не принимает прибежище в полубогу, в астрологии.
Of Ashtanga Yoga.
Или Ashtanga Yogi.
Or Vastu.
Или Vastu.
This thing or that thing.
Или того или другого человека.
They're only taking shelter of Krishna.
Но такие люди принимают прибежище только у Кришны.
So we're very fortunate.
Поэтому нам очень повезло, если мы имеем общение с такими
преданными.
И вот в вашем городе, как много мест, где вы можете найти такое общение?
And especially on this most auspicious day of the Sudha Avirbhakti Mahotsav, on the pure appearance day of Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī Prabhupāda.
И особенно в этот самый из благоприятных дней, дни явления Шрилы Дживы Госвами Прабхупады.
So, I'm your servant.
Я ваш слуга.
And today we would like to try to repeat some things that we've heard about Шрилы Дживы Госвами.
И сегодня я попытаюсь сказать что-то, то, что раньше слышал про Шрилу Дживы Госвами.
And since we're not supposed to be like parrots, we're also going to try to contemplate on some of the points therein. Since we're not supposed to repeat like parrots, we're also going to contemplate on some of these topics.
И, конечно же, мы не должны просто повторять как попугаи, поэтому я постараюсь некоторые из этих тем раскрыть.
And follow these topics down the different paths that they go.
И последовать по этим темам различными путями.
So the author of this song, his name is Bhakti Kinkan Sridhar.
И автор этой песни зовут Бхакти Кинкан Шридхар.
I don't know who it was who wrote this.
Я даже не знаю, кто это.
This song is written in Devanagari Sanskrit, posted on the wall of the Radhadamodar temple in Vrindavan.
Эта песня написана на языке Девараджи Санскрита на стене храма Вриндаване Радхадамодара.
I suspect that probably it was written by a contemporary Vaishnava.
И я предполагаю, что оно было написано каким-то чистым вайшнавом.
But the points in the song are very nice.
Но мысли, идеи этой песни очень замечательные.
Buddha Bhakta Gnana Chita Pada Yugam. He says that under the two feet were worshipped.
Он говорит, что вот этим двум стопам, которым поклоняются,
by devotees,
преданные.
But not just any devotee.
Но не просто
Buddha Bhakta by very intelligent devotees.
Но очень разумные преданные.
Because Jiva Goswami is especially appreciated by very thoughtful devotees.
Потому что Jiva Goswami особенно ценят разумные преданные.
Srila Prabhupada, he said in one lecture about Jiva Goswami.
В одной из лекций Srila Prabhupada сказал о Шриле Дживе Госвами.
Jiva Goswami was such a big scholar in philosophy.
Jiva Goswami был настолько великим ученым и философом.
That there was no one like him.
Что ему не было равных.
And no one expects that there will be a similar philosopher and learned scholar in the future.
И даже нет шансов ожидать, что в будущем возникнет подобный же разумный ученый философ.
Jiva Goswami has a very special place in our sampradaya.
Jiva Goswami занимает очень особое место в нашей сампрадае.
And you have a connection with him.
И у нас есть с ним связь.
He's maybe your great, 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 great grandfather.
Вполне возможно, что он наш пра-пра-пра-пра-пра-пра-пра-дедушка.
Пра-пра. So for learned devotees, they appreciate Jiva Goswami. But a dharma sushikshaka Vishva Guru, he's the guru of the universe, Vishva Guru. Because sushikshaka, he taught part of dharma, or topmost prem bhakti. And therefore, Vipula Krita Gora Vishva Bhuvan, he's famous throughout all the three worlds. Pranamani Sada Prabhu Jiva Padam. I offer my humble obeisances again and again in his lotus feet.
Я предлагаю свои смиренные поклоны снова и снова его опытным
Dvijavaya, he's the crest jewel of the Brahmins.
Он является драгоценным венцом Брахмана.
Kulodra Chandrapure, he's was born in a very good dynasty. He's the moon of that dynasty.
И он луна очень хорошая династия, которая родился.
And that dynasty is also coming from Chandradweep.
И эта династия родом из Чандрадвипа.
Nupapala Shiromani Rupa Dritam. Even as a little baby, he was always thinking of Krishna.
Даже будучи маленьким младенцем, он всегда размышлял о Кришне.
Сишукели Сидарупа Кришна Гуне. If a pranamami Siddhartha Bhujiva Padam, I offer my pranams to the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami.
Я предлагаю себе поклоны лотосным стопам Джива Госвами.
Jita Komala Champaka Pushpa Kanum. His body is defeated, it's more soft than a champak flower.
Его тело оно более нежно, чем цветок чампака.
And his complexion is like a champak flower.
И цвет его тела подобен этому.
Мука Чанда Шануджвала Читтахарам. His complexion steals away the effulgence of the moon.
И его цвет его тела крадет сияние луны.
His face is more brilliant than the moon.
Его лицо сияет ярче, чем луна.
Сурамарта Манохар Рупа Дритам. His form is very Manohar, very enchanting.
И его божественный образ очень притягательный.
Pranamani Siddhama Prabhu Jiva Padam. I offer my obeisances again and again to the lotus feet of that Jiva
Goswami.
Salikarta Guru Smiti Netra Yugam. When he remembers his Guru Day, he begins to cry. Tulasi Kila Shobita Kantagaram. And around his neck, he has some very beautiful tulsi beads.
И вокруг его шеи обвиты очень красивые бусы.
Kaviraja Ganai Parisevya Padam. There's a whole queue of great poets who are waiting to do service to Jiva Goswami.
И есть целый фонд великих поэтов, которые готовы предложить свое служение стопам Живы Госвами.
Such a personality.
Но такая великая
личность. Never been such a personality.
Мы даже никогда не
видели. Prabhupada says there may never be such a personality again in the history of the world.
Никогда не было такой личности, и вполне возможно, что никогда не будет.
Pranamami Sada Prabhu Jiva Padam. Again and again I offer my obeisances to the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami.
И так сказал Шрила Прабхупада, поэтому я снова и снова предлагаю свои поклоны лотосным стопам Шрилы Госвами.
Guru Rupa Sanatana Dasha Param. He's the best servant of his guru, is Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Paramatvikta Vala Vipra-sutam. He's the son of that great Brahmin named Valava. Paramartha Parayana Puja Padam. And his lotus feet is served by a host of people who are simply attached to Prem Bhakti, the highest goal of life.
Его лотосным стопам служат очень большое количество людей, которые привязаны к Prem Bhakti, то есть к высшей цели жизни.
Jiva Goswami is not coming to teach about astrology.
Jiva Goswami не приходит сюда, чтобы учить нас о
астрологии.
Или аштанга йоги.
He's not coming to teach about Vastu. All of those things, the Kaitada Chatushtoi, four types of cheating. He's simply coming to teach Prema Pumarta Mohan, Prem Bhakti, the highest thing. Adi Mahārāja Samunnata Chittaharam. And he takes away, he steals the pride and arrogance from different people. Big scholars, big pundits would become terrified when they saw Jiva Goswami. Shalabhati Gadantakta Sinhavaram. Just as a lion is the natural enemy of the elephant.
Подобно тому, как лев является природным врагом слона.
The elephant is a very big creature.
Львы очень большие живые существа.
But the lion can defeat the elephant, even though the lion is much smaller.
Точнее, слоны очень большие живые существа, но лев может победить их, хотя лев гораздо меньше.
Many times in Orissa, in front of the temples, you'll see two elephants on either side of the door.
Если вы будете молиться, то напротив храма вы увидите двух слонов, которые сидят по сторонам входа в храм.
And two lions, one on each, on top of each of those elephants.
И двух львов, которые сидят на спинах этих слонов.
And that has some purport to it.
И есть комментарий к этому.
Those elephants also represent Buddhist philosophy.
Слоны представляют в данном смысле философию буддизма.
Kind of impersonalism.
Что-то наподобие персонализма.
That lion represents the lion of Sudhadvaiti philosophy, the Vaishnava philosophy, which defeats those elephants. So here the poet is saying, Chalabhakti Gajantaka Singhavaram, that Jiva Goswami is a great lion who is killing the elephant of Chalabhakti, or false bhakti.
И здесь в стихе говорится, что Джива Госвами подобен великому льву, который убивает слона ложной бхакти.
In his Bhakti Sandarbha Jiva Goswami, he describes very clearly what is Suda Bhakti, what is Chala Bhakti, what is pure bhakti, what is false bhakti.
И в своей Bhakti Sandarbha Шрила Джива Госвами очень конкретно описывает, что такое чистая бхакти и что такое ложная бхакти.
Jiva Goswami was a great lion, which defeated the elephant of this pretentious Dharmadvadis, or Chalabhakas, these persons who are wanting to show themselves as great devotees, but who in fact were not. Brajabhakti Nisharata Puja Param. Of all those persons who are puja, who are worshipable, because of Vrajabhakti Vishara, their expertise in describing the mood of Vraj, the bhakti of Vraj, Jiva Goswami is puja param, he's the topmost person. Pranamani Sada Prabhu Jiva Padam. Sada, I always offer my pranam to the lotus feet of that Jiva
Goswami.
Harinama Samandita Chitta Param. A very nice, clever play of words that the poet gives. He says that he's written so much literature. Anusasana-sastra sugampanakam, which has hidden the different names of Lord Hari, you know.
которые стоят и пестрят именами Господа Хари.
And he's given those things like garlands and flowers.
И он их расцвел, как цветы в Девряне.
Indirectly, he's referring to the Harinamamrita Vyakaran, a very famous book written by Jiva Goswami.
И не прямо поэтому нам намекает на Харинамамрита Вьякаран, знаменитую книгу, написанную Живой Госвами.
Jiva Goswami had three famous Siksha disciples.
И у Живы Госвами было три знаменитых учеников Шикша.
Шривасачарья, Навсиндас Тхакур, and Шамананда Пандит. And some people say that he wrote this Harinamamrita Vyakaran for them. And in his book, he teaches Sanskrit grammar. But he does it by glorifying the names of Krishna. Therefore, Harinamamrita, on the nectar of the holy names of Lord Hari.
Поэтому она называется Харинам Амрит, то есть нектар святых имен Господа Хари.
Шрила Прабхупада has said that if someone studies this book, they can become expert in Sanskrit grammar and they can become a pure devotee.
Шрила Прабхупада сказал, что если кто-то изучит эту книгу, они смогут стать очень опытными в санскритской грамматике, и, конечно же, они смогут стать преданными.
Джабарбхупадхиртиганаджабарам. So that his glory, his glory, his kirti, is very effulgent, ujvala, in this world.
Его слава, его кирти, очень знаменита по всему миру.
Kirti gunadharam, his very, very excellent guna, his excellent qualities are famous everywhere.
Он очень великолепно знаком везде, повсюду.
Tanamani sada, prabhu jiva padam. Again and again, always sada. I offer my pranams to the lotus feet of that Jiva Goswami. Hari Bhakti Sarovara Hansavaram. There's a beautiful lake of Bhakti. And in that lake of Bhakti, there's a wonderful swan who's swimming around. Vajamanjari Bhava Vilasa Viram. That swan is Vilasa Manjari. Who is always absorbed in the bhava of serving Radha and Krishna during Manjari Seva. Karunakara Taraka Patravaram. That personality is the foremost patra, the foremost container.
И эта личность является самым богатейшим классиком
and fountain head of mercy.
И источником милости.
To that person who's always my Prabhu, always my master.
И эта личность
Панамами Суда Прабу Джива Прадам. I offer my obeisances again and again to that Jiva Goswami Prabhupada.
Я снова и снова предлагаю свои поклоны этому
человеку, Прабху.
Он всегда будет нашим Прабху.
And we take shelter of him.
И мы принимаем у него
прибежище.
Потому что он установил нашу сампрадаю.
If you study what Jiva Goswami did, he is the one who organized the movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Если вы изучите деяния Шри Чайтанья, вы поймете, что является той личностью, которая организовала движение Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху.
And although the other Goswamis, the other five Goswamis had written many books. Especially Rupa
Sanatana.
And Rupa Goswami is very famous, especially for Bhakti Rasami, the Sindhu, and Ujjala Nilamani.
In
which he's given the science of Bhakti.
Bhakti.
But for his Lagu Bhagavatamrita, which is given the essence of the Bhagavatam. And for his very mysterious dramas, Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava.
И также он издает свои спектакли, Видагдха Мадхава и Лалита Мадхава, очень логические спектакли.
Санатана Гошвами also very famous, especially for his Брихад Мадхава Тамрита.
И Санатана Гошвами также является очень знаменитым, особенно за свой Брихад Мадхава Тамрита.
These are foundational books, foundational literature of our Sampradaya.
И это является фундаментальными книгами наших Sampradaya.
But Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī was really the one who compiled these things into a very scientific format, which established our movement as a Sampradaya.
Но Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī это единственный, кто записал все эти предметы, вещи в очень научном виде, и он является тем, кто установил Sampradaya.
Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī wrote many books.
Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī написал множество книг.
Krishnadas Kabir Goswami speaks about this. Jiva Goswami compiled a book named Gopal Champu. Which is Grantha Sara Kaila. It's the essence of all different shastras. Braja Prema Leela Rasa Sara Dekaila. In there he describes the pastimes, the essence of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna
Vrindavan.
But especially Jiva Goswami is famous for his magnum opus. We say in English, magnum opus means his great work, his most famous important
work.
Which is his Sat Sandarvas, his six Sandarvas. In these books, Krishnadas Kabir Goswami says these are the essence of all shastras. And by these books, Bhagavanta Siddhanta Tahan Paripar, you can understand proper Siddhanta.
С помощью этих книг вы сможете понять настоящую Сиддханту.
Сатсандаре Кришна Прима Сатва Дата Шрила Сати Ласа Кинта Димо Сатва Бхави Лахе Хари Кришна Хари Кришна 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 Хари 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 Рам Хари Рам. Сатсандаре, in those six Сандарвас, Кришна Прима Сатва Пракашила, Jiva Goswami has revealed Krishna Prem Tattva.
И в этих шести стандартах Jiva Goswami открыл Кришна Таттву.
And Kaviraj Goswami says, Chari Lakh Laksha Grantha Tingho. That Jiva Goswami wrote 400,000 verses.
И Kaviraj Goswami говорит, что Jiva Goswami написал 400,000 стихов.
Jiva Goswami is such an amazing person.
Jiva Goswami является настолько удивительным.
Later, we may hear about this if we have time.
А позже мы поговорим об этом, если
будет. Lord told him to go to Vrindavan.
Господь Нитянанда наказал ему идти во Вриндаван.
On the way to Vrindavan, he stopped in Benares.
И по пути во Вриндаван он остановился в Бенарес.
And in Benares, he studied Sanskrit.
И в Бенаресе он изучал санскрит.
Under a famous scholar named Madhusudan Vachaswati, who some people say was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Jiva Goswami is such a famous person. There, to this very day, in Benares, they have one of the most famous Sanskrit schools in India.
Jiva Goswami is so famous, даже по сегодняшний день, что у них studirajte ta sanskritska škola, škola sanskrita.
And they have a whole department just dedicated to studying Jiva Goswami.
У них есть целый факультет, который просто изучает учение Живы Госвами.
Шрила Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати, his purport to Chaitanya Bhagavat. He explains what is the meaning of the word
sandarbha.
Sandarbha tatcha gudartha rahasya, he writes. The word sandarbha means a purport. It means gudartha or confidential meaning. It means rahasya, something very mysterious. This is what Jiva Goswami has given us in the Sandarbha, such a very deep, mysterious, confidential tattvas. In Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he quotes a Sanskrit phrase describing the meaning of the word Sandarbha. Gudartasya prakasascha saroktihi sreshtata tatha nanartha ratvam sandarbaha katchite budaho. Prabhu prityetam matte dhari lacharana. He says that sandarbha means those statements which reveal a most confidential meaning. That are the essence of a subject. And they give various meanings to understand the subject matter. Gudo, learned scholars, understand that literature as a sandarbha.
И ученые мужчины понимают, какие книги, назвать какие книги стандартными.
Шрила Прабхупада, he writes in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Шрила Прабхупада в своих комментариях к Чайтанью Чаритамриту.
False devotees, they think that studying the books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable.
И он говорит, что ложные преданные утверждают, что изучение книг предыдущих ачарьев не советуется никому, не рекомендуется.
Sometimes devotees think, oh, we shouldn't read the books of the previous acharyas, we should only read Srila
Prabhupada's books.
But Prabhupada says anyone who says that is a false devotee. You can look in the folio, there was one conversation there. You have a Russian folio?
What is the Pisces Prabhupada? Something?
Something. Not complete yet. Anyway, in there it said that one devotee, they came to Prabhupada, said, Srila Prabhupada, I heard that we shouldn't read any books other than your books. Prabhupada said, who said that? Prabhupada said, I never said that. Rather, again and again and again in his books, Prabhupada says, we should read the books of the previous acharyas. He says, false devotees think that studying the books of the previous acharyas is unadvisable. That it's like studying dry, empiric philosophy.
Это подобно тому, как изучать сухую, нечистую философию.
But Srila Jiva Goswami, following the previous acharyas, has given the conclusions of all the scriptures and the six theses is called Satsangarvas.
Он сделал заключение со всех шатан в книгах, шести книгах, которые называются Шатсанами.
These Satsangarvas are so very, very important to the Gaudiya
Vaishnavas.
Even amongst the secular scholars, Jiva Goswami is generally considered the greatest philosopher in all of Indian history. He was the most systematic preacher amongst the six Goswamis.
Oni ti se tako učili s filozofom, i on je rekao samo, samo muče, prava nijekom se mi šesti za stvari.
He was the youngest and most prolific writer amongst the Goswamis.
I on takže bil samo molodim i opetnim pisatelj sredi Goswami.
So many, many things are there that could be said about Jiva Goswami.
Ima možno govoriti o Jiva Goswami očin mnogo.
I'm feeling a little lost.
Но я немного потерялся.
His birth, there's some controversy about the date of his birth.
Есть небольшие противоречия касательно его даты рождения.
Some people say that he was born in 1513 AD. Some say he was born in 1533 AD.
Некоторые люди говорят, что он родился в 1533 году, а некоторые говорят, что в 1538 году.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he notes when writing that there's some controversy about this.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur также говорит в одном из своих книг, что есть противоречие насчет этого.
But it seems likely that both dates are wrong.
Но кажется, что обе даты неправильные.
Jiva Goswami was the son of Vallabhak.
Jiva Goswami был сыном Vallabhak.
He's better known as Anupam.
It
was a name that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. And Vallabha, or Anupam, was the youngest of three brothers. His two elder brothers were Sanatana Goswami and Rupa
Goswami.
Although the book Prema Balas describes that Rupa Goswami was married before he went to Vrindavan,
хотя Према Вилас описывает, что Рупа Госвами жила. Према Вилас описывает, что Рупа Госвами женился до своего до того, как остались во Вриндаван.
There's no record of any children from Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
Но нигде не упоминается о детях у Рупы и Санатана Госвами.
But the younger brother Anupam, he had one son.
Но у самого младшего брата Анупама был маленький сын.
Some scholars say he had two sons. But his most famous son is Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami grew up in three different places.
Jiva Goswami рос в трех различных местах.
Бакула Чандравали,
Бакула Чандравали,
Атайвад and Рамакили.
Атайвад и Рамакили.
He lived to the age of 85 years old.
Он прожил до 85-летнего возраста.
The first 20 years, Jiva Goswami was residing in West Bengal. And the last 65 years, he was living in
Vrindavan.
After the disappearance of the other Goswamis, Jiva Goswami became the Acharya, the principal Acharya of Sampradaya. Janava Mata came to see him, the wife of Lord Nityananda. She gave him her blessings.
Janava Mata, подруга Господа Нитянанды, пришла, чтобы увидеть его, и дала ему это благословение.
It said that Jiva Goswami left home on his wedding day.
Говорится, что Jiva Goswami ушел из дома в день свадьбы.
Well, we don't know any other details, but apparently they arranged to have him married, and he said, now is the time to go.
Мы не знаем, что это, но так или иначе родители устроили свадьбу, и он решил так. Сейчас пришло время уходить.
Not so much is known about Jiva Goswami.
Не так много нам известно о Jiva Goswami.
Chaitanya Charitamrita gives some information.
Chaitanya Charitamrita дает некая информация.
But mostly it just speaks about Jiva Goswami in connection with the other in the six Goswamis.
Но по большинству она говорит о Jiva Goswami в связи с другими Goswami.
Although some details are given. The book Prema Vilas by Janava Mata's disciple Nityananda Das gives some of the details. But again, not so much information. However, in the first chapter of the Bhakti Ratnakara, Srila Narahari Chakravarti is given a section which is called Sri Jiva Charita, or the life story of Jiva Goswami.
Srila Narahari Chakravarti
We translated some of these verses. And he lived in a very, very opulent circumstance. Some scholars say that Nawab Hussein Shah was so pleased with Rupa and Sanatan that he gave him large portions of his kingdom. We visited Rama Kelly a few years ago to do some research for some article in one of our magazines. You could have a long seminar just about Rama Kelly and so many things. It's a very big subject. Rupa and Sanatan, they created many pastime places there. They were given some money and some property. They said, "Oh, we'll use this in a nice way." So they engaged workers to dig out Radhakon, Shamakon, Lalitakon, Chitrakon, all the Vishakakon, all the different cones of the Astasakis and Radhakrishna. There's also cones there for all the different Astamanjaris. And they worship deities of Radha Madan Mohan, who are still there today. Jiva Goswami had very good association. But this verse says, Jayavaita Goswami gave him a Vrindavan. When Rupa and Sanatan left to go to Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami became very disturbed. And this mood began to rise up in him. Nanaratna Bhushana Parigdeya Sukshmavas. And he became disinterested in valuable ornaments. He had so many nice clothes and things, he didn't care for them anymore. He wasn't interested in sleeping in a soft bed anymore, or eating nice foods. And the people in Ramakeli saw Jiva Goswami's condition, they thought, well, when is this boy going to leave home? He was so disturbed and so detached from material life, they could see he's not going to stay here forever. Саша, he was about your age. We can say something about what happened to him at that time. Narahari Chakravarti says that one evening, Jiva Goswami was just sitting and just crying and crying, chanting the names of Krishna, Krishna. And then from his heart he began calling out. Oh, hey, Prabhu Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Nityananda.
From all four directions he saw,
Millions and millions of people coming and joining in that kirtan. He's got devotees from Europe and America and from Ukraine. Hari, Hari, Hari! In the air, everyone can hear the sound. Hari, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari, Hari! Filling the whole earth and all the sky and all the directions. And then suddenly Mahaprabhu disappeared.
And
Jiva Goswami woke up feeling very sad.
So
at this point, Narahari Chakravarti, he goes back a little in time and speaks something about the childhood of Jiva Goswami. When he was a boy, he would avoid playing with friends. He avoided doing anything that wasn't directly connected with Krishna. He made deities of Krishna and Balaram. And every day he would worship them with flowers and chandan. Dressed in very fine cloth and ornaments. Even though he was there in Ramakeli. Being ruled over by Nawab Hussein Shah, even though his uncles were working for that Muslim governor, until he found some way to do his bhakti. Something like being in the Russian army. Every day he would offer obeisances to those deities of Krishna and Balaram, and he would cry. And he would make sweets for those deities with his own hands.
He
was a 5-year-old boy. Everyone else is playing, he's cooking for his deity. He's offering the sweets to the deities, and they call him and say, "Hey, come on, take it. He loved those deities so much, huh, that even when he was alone, he would play with those deities. Narahari Chakravarti says that alone, when he was alone in his bed, he would take the deities to bed with him and clutch them to his chest, and that's how he would go to sleep. His parents would try to take the deities away from him. He wouldn't let go of them. Even they thought he was just playing as a boy. I heard my grandmother said something when he was a young boy, he was crying. And his mother would try to stop him from crying in so many ways that nothing worked. His family, they were Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And they had a palm leaf copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam in their home. When our grandmother's little boy, he was trying to grab that book. Finally, the mother let him have the book and he stopped crying. She found whenever he would cry, if she gave him the Srimad Bhagavatam, he would stop crying. And when he would go to sleep at night, he would sleep with that book clutched to his chest. So Jiva Goswami was like that. Every night he was sleeping with his deities clutched to his chest. One night when he was a little boy, he had a dream. And Krishna and Balaram came to him in the dream. He saw the beautiful blackish blue complexion of Krishna. And the beautiful moonlight complexion of Lord Balaram.
И прекрасно подобно луне, цвет тела Господа Баларамы.
And suddenly Krishna and Balaram, they were replaced by Shri Shri Nitai Gaurachandra.
И вдруг неожиданно Кришна Баларам заменили Шри Шри Нитай Гаурачандра.
And the whole universe became pregnant with the scent of their body.
И вся вселенная залилась сиянием их тела.
Sometimes people they ask, why Jiva Goswami, he is such a rasic bhakta, why he's worshipping Krishna Balaram? Someone may say, oh, he must be in Sakyaras. But Kavikarna Pura and our Acharya say, no, he's Vilasa Manjari. Krishna Leela, he's in a very intimate associate of Radharani and Vilasa Manjari.
В Кришна видео является очень сокровенным спутником Радхарани. Поэтому он в Бхакти-расе, но не Сакья-расе.
Sometimes people they say, oh, Srila Prabhupada must have been in Sakya-ras because he opened the Krishna Balaram. But we don't understand the position.
Но мы не можем понять его положение.
My Guru Maharaj, he said that it's not something you should speculate about. Raja Vidya, Raja Gulyam, it's the highest, most confidential thing. Pratyaksa Savagamam Dharmyam, it has to be practically realized. So why was Jiva Goswami so attached to Krishna Balaram?
Но почему же Шрила Прасанна был настолько привязан к Кришне Баларам?
He's the Lasa Manjari.
Если он Vilasa Manjari.
And as the Lasa Manjari, he understands that his Srimati, his mistress, Radhika, has come merging together with Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И как Lasa Manjari, он понимал, что его Шримати, она пришла вместе с Кришной в форме Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху.
And he's come with Lord Nityananda to preach. And although some people worship Gaur Gadadhar, Jiva Goswami, he was more of a Gaur Nitai Bhakta. That Gaur Gadadhar Leela, that's a closed box. It's a closed box, a closed compartment.
Leela Gaur Gadadhara, it's a
But that Nitai Gaurlila, that means Pacharya, that means preaching, and that was Mahaprabhu's primary external purpose.
No, Lila Gaurlitai, это проповедь, и это была первичная цель Махапрабху.
So, Vilasa Manjari, whenever the Lord comes, we'll start with this, whenever the Lord comes, his associates also come.
Его спутники также приходят.
And however, whatever mood the Lord exhibits in that incarnation, his associates also exhibit a similar mood. So when the Bhagavan comes as Maryada Purushottam Bhagavan Ramachandra, then his associates in Vrindavan, they come as monkeys.
Тогда его спутники во Вриндаване приходят в форме обезьян.
When he comes as Aishvarjamoya Roop Narayan, the form of full of opulence.
Когда он приходит в своей Aishvarjamoya Roop Narayan, полное богатство.
Then his associates manifest four-armed forms and they go to Vaikuntha.
Тогда его спутники проявляются четырехрукие формы и отправляются в Вайкунтху.
So Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Narayan. When Radha and Krishna became one,
И когда Раде Кришна стали одним целым,
then Radharani's dear servant, Vilasa Manjari, came as Rupa as Jiva Goswami.
Тогда дорожайшая служанка Шримати Радхарани Виласа Манджари, она явилась в форме Джива Госвами.
And his purpose was, used to be, his purpose was to make garlands for the divine couple and to bring them together.
И его служение в духовном виде было делать гирлянды для божественной четы.
But now he has a different purpose.
Но сейчас у него была другая.
Шри Чайтанья Манобиштам Стапитам Джина Бутале. We say this pranam mantra to Rupa Goswami.
Мы говорим вот эту Шри Чайтанья Манобиштам
That he knows the Manobhishta, the inner mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Что он знает саму таинственную настроение желания Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Stapitam Jena Bhutale, he established that purpose in this world.
И он установил эту цель в мире.
Rupa Goswami did that through his writings.
Rupa Goswami сделал это посредством своих
книг. Swayam Rupa Kadama. That Rupa Goswami is none other than Rupa Manjari. And that Rupa Manjari is one of the most prominent of all the Manjaris. Her assistant is Vilasa Manjari. So that Vilasa Manjari has come to also help writing those books. And therefore he's wishing Krishna Balaram will become Gaura Nityananda. When he had this vision, this dream as a young boy, Jiva Goswami began to cry and fell at their feet. And Narayana Chakravarti says that years later, when Rupa Sanatan left Ramakeli, he had the dream we mentioned about the Sankirtan. And when that dream disappeared, Jiva Goswami woke up.
И когда это видение сон исчез, Джива Госвами проснулся.
And then again later on he fell asleep again.
Но потом снова он заснул.
And he had this dream again, which he'd had before, dreaming of Krishna and Balaram and how they became Gaura Nityananda.
И потом приснулся этот сон, который приснулся ему прежде, то есть Кришна Баларам, как они стали Гаура Нитьянанда.
At that time, Gaura Nityananda, they embraced Jiva Goswami very affectionately. And then Mahaprabhu, he offered Jiva, he said, here, you should be take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda. He gave Jiva Goswami to Nityananda. But Nityananda, he said,
Nityananda Sri Jiva Hare Madhava
Again and again, Nityananda said, no, let my Gaura Prabhu be your life and soul. Then Jiva Goswami offered pranams to the feet of those two Prabhus and they disappeared. Jiva Goswami fell into a bottomless pit of disappointment and sorrow. And when he woke up the next morning, the sun was coming up. Jiva Goswami started, a young boy, Sasha's age, little
one. Started
collecting all of his possessions without saying a word to anyone. He collected his few possessions.
He
took them and tied them in a cloth. I don't think he had these with him. And he set out for
Я правда помню Навы.
Before he decided, I must go to Navadvip.
Но сначала он решил, нет, я должен отправиться в Навадвип.
And when he went to Navadvip, he met with Lord Nityananda.
И отправился в Навадвип, он встретился с Господом Нитянандой.
This is described both in Bhaktivedanta and in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Это также описывается в Бхактиведантаре и Чайтанья Чаритамрите.
And Jiva Goswami, when he met with Lord Nityananda, he asked him for permission. Because we want blessings. We want an order. Bhakti is not speculation. Bhakti is something which comes from Guru and Krishna.
Bhakti это то, что исходит от Гуру и Кришны.
It's not just that Jiva Goswami just said, yeah, I'm a good writer, I think I'll write some books.
Не то, что Jiva Goswami решил, о, я хороший писатель, не написать мне немного книг.
He went to Lord Nityananda.
Он пошел к Господу Нитянанде.
And Lord Nityananda, he went to Navadvip, and Lord Nityananda just happened to be there at that time.
То есть он отправился на Навадвипу, так случилось, что Господь Нитянанда также был.
Lord Nityananda told him, I came here just for you, I knew you were coming. He got the Agya, the order of Lord Nityananda. Sigratuni, now, very quickly, chalo, go to Vrindavan. Sasha, what are you doing?
Go.
Tomara Vamsi Prabhudiya Chani Sei Sani. That's the place of your uncles. Mahaprabhu told Rupa and Sanatana, your uncles, go to Vrindavan. This is your family business. You go there, you help them. On that order of Lord Nityananda, he went to Vrindavan. I think I'll go for vacation.
We'll
have some fun. And I've heard there's a lot of pretty girls. A lot of Russian girls. Sasha. Shashakori Katapal Bhakti Prachayila. He went there, and on that order of Lord Nityananda, he wrote many books. We want some order on
Gurudev.
Achajira Mataje Sei Matasar. That order from our Gurudev, that's our life and our soul.
И этот приказ нашего духовного учителя, это должно стать нашей жизнью и душой.
So that Vilasa Manjari, who's Jiva Goswami, started going to Vrindavan.
И это Vilasa Manjari, который жил в Каши.
On the way, he stopped in Kashi.
И по пути он остановился в Каши.
Benares. And he studied under Madhusudan Vachaspati.
И он учился в Madhusudan Vachaspati.
And he became such a very great scholar.
And
then he went to serve his eternal master, Rupa Manjari, in the form of Rupa Goswami. Jiva Goswami had a very important role amongst the six Goswamis. He was only a 20-year-old man when he arrived in Vrindavan. And his uncles and the other Goswamis, Gopalbhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, they were much older than him. He played an assisting role to them. Raise your hand. Has anyone here been to the Samadhi of Srila Sanatana Goswami? Just near Sanatana Goswami Samadhi, which is by the temple of Radha Madan Mohan, there's another special Samadhi. It's called the Grantha Samadhi. And that Samadhi is said to have been created by Jiva Goswami. There's a lot of stories about that Samadhi. Some people say that the Goswamis wrote some books which were so esoteric no one could understand them, so they put them in an iron box and they made a Samadhi there.
Некоторые люди говорят, что Госвами оставили столько сложные книги, что никто бы не мог их понять, поэтому они сложили их в металлическую коробку и сделали там самадхи.
But if you think about it, that really doesn't make very much sense.
Но если подумать об этом, то это не сильно логично.
That for 500 years no one's going to go to see what those books are.
Что на протяжении 500 лет никто не пойдет туда и не посмотрит, что там за книги.
Many local scholars in Vrindavan, they have a different opinion about that Grantha Samadhi.
И многие местные ученые во Вриндаване имеют другое мнение насчет этого Грантха Самадхи.
We mentioned earlier that Jiva Goswami had three very important Siksha disciples.
Ранее я упомянул, что уже у Госвами было три очень важных учеников Сикши.
Шринивас, Наватама, Шамананда. And he ordered them to take the books of the six Goswamis and take them to West Bengal. There are so many important things we could say. It's timeless. Those books were later stolen by King Birhambir. And then they were recovered by Srinivasacharya. And Jiva Goswami had Srinivas make extra copies. And he had him send those extra copies back to Vrindavan. And it said that Jiva Goswami then put them in Samadhi. To protect them. Jiva Goswami is such a writer. There are many different misunderstandings about Jiva Goswami. If you wanted to speak about Jiva Goswami properly, I think it would take many years, hours and hours a day. Some people say that he would just simply write something, and whatever he would write, no proofreading, no nothing, he would just send it off. I find that very interesting as a writer, as my services writing circles. But the Vaishnavas have discovered different letters that Jiva Goswami wrote to different devotees. He was writing to Srinivasacharya and telling him, yes, I have this book, Gopal Champu, but I want to fix it up somewhere. I need to go over it a few more times and correct it before I'll send it to
him.
From his letters, it was clear that Jiva Goswami was going over his writings and correcting them, going over them a number of times. This is a little scholarly point, you don't mind. There's one famous Vaishnava named Pori Mahashoy. And this Pori Das, he printed many critical editions of the Goswami's books.
Пуридаси, и этот Пуридаси, он написал очень много критических замечаний касательно книг Бхагавад-гиты.
Critical edition means he would take all the different editions and compare them, and sometimes it might say Kripa, sometimes it might say Prasad. Maybe the word might be a little different.
И он убрал различные издания книг Госвами, и некоторые книги говорят, например, Крипа, а другой Прасад, разные слова.
So he would say in this edition, he'd make a footnote, in this edition it said this, and in this other edition it said this. So apparently he found, I think, two or three different editions of Madhava Mahotsava, which is a book by Jiva Goswami, in Jiva Goswami's writing, and there were three different versions of the same book. Indicating that some of them were later editions and he had edited them. So Jiva Goswami had a very important role in our Sampradaya in connection with Granth Seva. He was the editor for Rupa Goswami. There's a very nice story to illustrate this point, which you may have heard. I'll tell the story with a few details which come from some local traditions and from a number of different Bengali books.
Я расскажу эту историю с некоторыми деталями, которые я получил от местных традиций и Бенгалии.
One day, the Vaishnav named Balabhavata, he came to see Rupa Goswami.
Однажды Вайшнав по имени Балабхавата пришел, чтобы увидеться с Рупа Гошвами.
And when he arrived there, he found Rupa sitting by the bank of the Jamuna writing.
И когда он пришел туда, он обнаружил, что Рупа сидел на берегу и он писал.
And it was a young, very beautiful boy who was standing.
И рядом с ним стоял молодой, очень красивый юноша, который обращал его чинами.
He didn't know that that boy was Jiva Goswami.
И он не знал, что этот молодой человек это Jiva Goswami.
And Balabhavata, he asked Rupa Goswami, "What are you writing?"
И спросил Rupa Goswami, "А что это ты пишешь?"
He said, "I'm writing Bhakti Rasamrita
Sindhu." Тогда ответил, "Я пишу Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu."
And Balabha said, let me see it. He said, I see some mistakes in this. Anyway, you wait here for a little bit. I'll tell you what, I'll be kind to you. I'll just after I go take my bath, I'll come back and I'll check your book for mistakes, for further mistakes. And Balabhata left to go take his bath. As soon as Balabhata left, Jiva Goswami offered obeisances to Rupa. My dear uncle, I have to go somewhere just for a few minutes. Jiva Goswami couldn't tolerate the comments of Balabhata. He followed that great scholar. Excuse me, sir. I overheard your comments to Rupa. Can you please tell me what mistakes did you see in that manuscript? Balabhata said, you're just a young boy. These are very difficult grammatical things. Jiva Goswami said, well, I studied a little grammar, you can try me. So then Balabhavata started explaining different mistakes that he thought were there in Bhakti Rasamrita
Sindhu.
And Jiva Goswami said, Acha, do you think that's a mistake? And he began to quarrel with him. They had a Shastra Yudha, or a battle of Shastra. And Balabhavata was defeated like anything. So after half an hour, well, I'm about to return back to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa said, oh, I've been waiting for you. You're going to come and help edit my book? Well, but we can talk about that later. He said, what was the name of that boy who was fanning you? Oh, that's my nephew, Jiva Goswami. He's a very big scholar. And Rupa Goswami says, what do you mean? Well, he came after me and he began defending your work. And never in my life have I seen anyone as shastric as that boy. Balabhadra was a big acharya. He was easily defeated by Jiva Goswami. So Balabhadra said, I think I have some other things to do. Good luck with your book. And then Jiva came back. And Rupa said, Jiva, I want to have a talk with you. Jiva, I don't think that staying in Vrindavan is right for you. You should go east. By saying go east, he meant you should go home. Go back to West Bengal. Because you have some abhiman. You have some pride. You want to quarrel with people. Another occasion it said that one big scholar came and challenged Rupa and Sanatan Goswami to a debate. They were very humble.
Oh,
we don't know very much. We're defeated by you. Well, then you should sign this Vijay Patra, this letter that I defeated you. So Rupa and Sanatan signed. And later that fellow was going around in Vrindavan bragging, see, I defeated Rupa and Sanatan. See the proof? Jiva Goswami said, you defeated who? You didn't defeat Rupa and Sanatan. I am a humble servant of Rupa and Sanatan. I don't know anything compared to Rupa and Sanatan. You haven't defeated me. You can't defeat me. How can you defeat them?
So,
again, there was some shastra yuga. So Rupa Goswami, he told Jiva that you're a passionate young fellow. You just want to fight. I see this sometimes amongst the devotees. You don't mind me saying. Please don't mind me saying. Some of them are saying, Gaudiya Math is bad, ISKCON is good. They're saying, ISKCON is bad, Gaudiya Math is good. Punch you in the face. Serve your Guru, chant Hare Krishna, what's the problem? I have my Guru Dev, my Seva Sangha, Prabhupada Seva Sangha, I serve here. Someone else has another Seva Sangha, no problem. Chant Hare Krishna, Baba, what are you fighting
for?
Some people, when they're very young, they... So Rupa said, "Chalo, Baba, you don't belong." Go east. So Jiva couldn't review the instruction of his of Rupa Goswami, he left. And he went to Nandagam. And they say that the, so to this day they show there's a crocodile hole where he was staying on the edge of that lake in Nandagam.
И люди по сей день показывают крокодилию нору, где живо Госвами жил некоторое время.
He's eating just a little flower that he would beg every day.
Он ел совсем немножко цветов, белки, о которых он просил, в качестве милостника.
There are different stories.
Существуют различные истории.
Some say it was at that time that Jiva began writing Gopalchampu.
Некоторые люди говорят, что именно в это время Джива начал писать Гопалчампу.
There was no supermarket to go and buy paper from.
Тогда еще не было супермаркета, чтобы пойти купить себе бумажную тетрадь.
He was writing on coconut leaves strung together with banyan tree roots.
И он писал на листьях с кокосовой пальмы, связанных вместе с корнями дерева бадьяна.
And according to at least one local tradition, after he wrote that book, he became angry with himself out of humility.
И в соответствии с местной традицией, после написания этой книги, Джива Госвами разозлился сам на себя, потому что исправил смирение.
Who am I? What can I write?
Кто я вообще такой? Что я могу вообще написать?
It's all just pride.
Это все только гордость.
So he took the book and threw it.
Ну, он взял книгу и выбросил ее.
Meanwhile, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami were taking bath that morning. And as Sanatana Goswami was taking bath, some thing came up and landed on his
side.
What is this?
Что это такое?
Gopalchampu.
Oh, Gopalchampu.
A nice book.
Oh.
And he could understand this is written by Jiva.
И он смог понять, что она была написана живой.
Put it away,
и он ее просто спрятал, ничего не сказал Рупе.
And then he started going around Vrindavan and asking, do you know some person who wrote this book?
И потом он начал ходить вокруг Вриндавана и спрашивать, а вы не знаете, вот есть такой человек, который написал эту книгу?
The villagers told him, hey, Bharo Baba, he's famous as Bharo Baba, the big Baba, Sanatana Goswami. There's a wonderful young sadhu living in a crocodile hole. On the bank of Nandagat. And that young sadhu, he's even more austere than you and your brother Rupa. All day long he just chants Hare Krishna and cries and cries. Sanatana Goswami says, da. So then Sanatana Goswami went to see Rupa.
He
said, Rupa, I think you don't understand one of the most important teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И сказал, знаешь, Рупа, мне кажется, что ты не понял одно из самых важнейших учений Чайтанья Махапрабху.
Рупа said, oh, what is it? I've not understood. Please correct me.
И Рупа сказал, о, пожалуйста, исправь меня. Что же это я не понял?
Джива Доя.
Ты не понял, о, Джива Доя.
Mercy to the Jiva.
Что нужно быть милостивым к
Дживе. Or in this case, mercy to Jiva Goswami.
Или вот это сказать, что будь милостивым к Дживе Госвами.
And then Rupa Goswami could understand, oh, I made some mistake. So they went and brought Rupa Goswami, Ajiva Goswami back. There's a famous verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. Which describes how one living entity is life for another. But now I think after the appearance of Jiva Goswami, that verse has another meaning. Jiva Jivasya Jivanam also means that Jiva Goswami, who is the life of all the Jivas in this world.
Jiva Jivasya Jivanam даже может означать, что Jiva Goswami является жизнью всех живых существ в этом мире.
Because he gave us these very wonderful and important books.
И он дал нам свои очень прекрасные и важные книги.
So many, many things are there in this regard.
И по этому поводу можно сказать очень много.
I had some idea to speak some things about philosophy.
У меня есть несколько идей, чтобы сказать немного о философии.
But it's getting late.
Но уже поздно.
But I'd like to say a little something.
Ну, я все-таки немножко скажу.
Don't think that Jiva Goswami was wrong.
Не думайте, что Джива Госвами ошибался.
In terms of Siddhanta, one person is right and one person is wrong.
Соответственно, Siddhanta есть человек, который правильно говорит, а другой ошибается.
But in the land of Bhava, in the land of Rasa,
Но
there can be many persons who have different understandings who are right.
На земле Бхавы или на земле Раса есть очень много личностей, которые по-разному понимают это.
Rupa Goswami was a guru of Jiva Goswami.
Rupa Goswami был гуру Jiva Goswami.
And as such, he was everything.
И будучи гуру, он был для него всем.
The poet Sanatan Das sings in one Bengali song.
Вот это только песня по этим Анатолам говорит.
Your Gurudev is your mother, your father, your lord, your everything.
Gurudina
e samsari nahi aragati. There's nothing except the lotus feet of our Gurudev.
И не существует ничего, помимо
If you make Krishna angry,
если ты разгневаешь Кришну,
very dangerous.
Это очень опасно, не правда?
No problem.
Нет, не будет никаких проблем.
Guru Rati Bari Pari. Your Gurudev can protect you.
Вот Гурудев может защитить тебя.
That's how powerful Gurudev is.
Это настолько могущественный наш
Гурудев. But Guru Rushto Hoyle. If you make your Guru angry.
Но если ты разгневаешь своего Гуру.
Krishna Rati Bari Nare. Even Krishna can't protect you.
Даже сам Кришна не сможет защитить тебя.
Jiva Goswami didn't really offend Rupa Goswami.
Но на самом деле Джива Госвами не оказал Гуру
Госвами. Rupa Goswami could understand in his heart of hearts Jiva Goswami was completely sold out to Rupa.
Rupa Goswami в глубине своего сердца может понимал, что Джива Госвами был полностью предан Рупе.
But to teach him,
но чтобы научить ему,
teach us,
чтобы преподать нам урок,
he sent him away.
Он выгнал его.
Guru ke manushya gyan na poro pakan. Never think your Gurudev is an ordinary person.
Никогда не думай, что твой Гурудев это обычный человек.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in Saartha Darshani, I think in one of his purports in the 7th canto.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur пишет в Саартха Даршани, я думал о том, что это комментарий в 7-й песне.
If someone thinks their Gurudev is an ordinary person, then whatever mantras they've gotten, whatever shastra they've learned, all those things won't have any benefit.
Если кто-то считает своего духовного учителя обычным человеком, то какие бы мантры они не получили, какие бы шастры они не изучали, все это не принесет никакого блага.
We have to have strong faith in our Gurudev.
Нам нужно иметь глубокую веру.
If a guru didn't have kavani na poroshavan, don't hear criticism of your Gurudev.
И не слушайте, как кто-то критикует вашего Гурудева.
If someone says something, don't hear it.
Если кто-то что-то говорит, не слушайте.
Guru Nitya Dharma Chakra Nahi Dehe Dharma Nitya 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 Dharma criticizes your guru, don't see their face.
Если кто-то критикует вашего гуру, даже не смотрите ему в лицо.
Don't go to that place where someone may criticize your guru. Не
идите туда, где могут критиковать вашего
гуру.
Making some mistake, doing something wrong.
И даже если вы видите, что ваш гурудев делает какую-то ошибку,
don't see it.
Не смотрите на это.
Never above, yeah, never disregard your gurudev.
Никогда не противоречите своему гурудеву.
So Jiva Goswami taught us this.
Поэтому Джива Госвами следовал этому.
Although Rupa Goswami chastised him for it, Jiva Goswami couldn't tolerate.
Несмотря на то, что Рупа Госвами ругал его, Джива Госвами терпел.
It's said in the Bhagavatam that if you hear some criticism of a Vaishnava or a Guru,
Bhagavatam говорит, что если вы слышите критику о Вайшнавах или о духовном учении,
just by hearing that you may fall down.
И просто услышав это, вы можете пасть.
And there's different things you should do if you hear it.
Есть различные способы того, что нужно сделать, то, что услышано.
You should kill that person.
Ну, можете либо убить этого человека.
Cut out his tongue.
То есть, или отрезать его язык.
You should defeat him in debate.
Или победить его в дебатах.
Or you should go away.
Или уйти прочь.
So once I spoke with my Guru Maharaj about this.
И однажды я общался с моим Гуру Махараджем на эту тему.
Guru Maharaj, we see a lot of people criticizing Vaishnavas.
Guru Maharaj, вы видите, что многие люди критикуют Вайшнавов.
And if I go and kill them or cut their tongue out, it'll be very problematic. I'll have to go to jail. He said, no, don't do that. I said, so most people I see, most devotees, they like to defeat that person.
Он сказал, что, знаешь, большинство преданных, которых я вижу, они любят побеждать этих людей.
Very popular.
Like
Jiva Goswami defeated Balabhadra.
But
the problem that I see, Guru Maharaj, is sometimes you defeat them, but even though you've defeated them, they don't accept it.
Но знаете, что я думаю, Guru Maharaj, что даже когда мы побеждаем их, после того, даже будучи побежденными, они не принимают это.
Have you ever had an argument with a person like that, Sasha?
Саша, когда я не спорил с подобным человеком?
Sometimes you're arguing with somebody, say, there, I defeated you. And they say, no, you didn't. So then you take a hammer. And you hit them on the head. I hit you on the head with a hammer. And they say, no, you didn't. How can you have a conversation with that fellow? So I said, Guru Maharaj, it's like that sometimes. You defeat them, but they won't accept defeat. So I don't understand, what does it mean that we should defeat them? And he told me a very good thing. He said, it means that you speak in such a way that they become mum. They can't say anything more. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once was debating with a Mayavadi scholar. And he defeated him so soundly that Mayavadi couldn't say anything more. Nothing was coming out of his mouth. But other parts of the body, things were coming out. He passed urine and stool at the same time. That's what it means to defeat them in debate. It's like Jiva Goswami did with Balabhadra. You make them mum. If you can't do that, then go away. Don't hear what they have to say. Because it'll destroy your bhakti. So on this very special occasion, the parents day of Srila Jiva Goswami
Prabhupada,
that personality is Jivo Jivasya Jivanam, the life of this world. We offer our pranams and our prayers at his lotus feet. That we can get just a tiny speck of his mercy. Be able to understand the siddhanta that he's given us. And be able to assist Srila Prabhupada and other
acharyas.
To distribute the siddhanta.
Srila Jiva
Goswami Prabhupada ke Prabhupada ke Namaveda Bhakta Vinda ke Prabhupada Vanshakopa Dhanudhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyayeva Cha Patitanam Pavane Keshna We were thinking of also maybe trying to say something about Lord Vamanadev. But that's a whole other discussion. But Guruji said something this morning. But I think maybe some of you may have some comments or questions. You may have a question. If you don't have a question, maybe you have some realizations, some thoughts about Jiva Goswami
Prabhupada.
So he didn't exactly understand why Jiva Goswami worshipped Krishna Balaram. It's not said directly anywhere as far as I know. But we can understand that whenever the Lord appears, when his personal associates come, they work to help and assist the Lord in that particular incarnation according to his particular mood. So Jiva Goswami is Vilasa
Manjari.
And generally Vilasa Manjari is cooking or making ornaments and making a flower kunj for the divine couple.
И обычно Вилас Манджари, она или готовит, или делает украшения, кунджу, либо делает какие-то драгоценности, украшения.
Вилас Манджари serves Рупа Манджари.
Вилас Манджари служит Рупа Манджари.
So Рупа Манджари is come and Гора Лила.
И Рупа Манджари явилась также Гора Лила.
But not in a female form.
Но не в форме женщины.
Rupa Manjari is come as Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Manjari is come as Rupa Goswami.
Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sapitam Jena Bhutla, he's come to write these books to establish the inner desire of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
That desire was established by Gaura Nityananda. And Jiva Goswami was assisting that desire. Jiva Goswami, when he was a young boy, he saw Gaura
Nityananda.
And after that, he began worshipping Krishna Balaram. And he had this dream that Krishna Balaram and Nitai Gaura Chandra are not different. Because that's his service.
Поэтому,
to assist in this preaching mission, Krishna Balaram, Gaura Nityananda. That would be my suggestion.
Вот,
does that make it more clear to me? Anything else to say? Maybe devotees have some realization they want to share about Jiva Goswami.
Можно ли привести какие-то результаты, которые можно поделиться касательно Jiva Goswami?
Anybody have any dreams of Jiva Goswami?
Можно что-то снилось о том, что Jiva Goswami?
Саша.
Саша.
Shri Jiva Goswami Prabhupada ki
jai.
Gopremanande ki jai.